move on to B, Personnel Committee. John Sagan is chairperson.
No report tonight, Mr. Chair, or Mr. President.
Any questions for Mr. Saganich, Personnel Committee? I know, I'll just, as a side note, I'm happy to say that I know the negotiation process with the teachers. I think we've come to a tentative agreement. So looking forward to...
We'll confirm Thursday morning.
Yeah, looking forward to finalizing that, so.
So are we. No, it's all good.
I like it, though.
Okay, we'll move on to number one, Classified Retirement Resolution. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Resolution to accept the resignation of Deborah Dombrowski as head cook for Roosevelt Elementary School effective June 1st, 2016. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above retirement.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? I know, I'd like to add, I had a chance to work with Debbie for 10 years down at Roosevelt. Great person, always did a great job for the kids, so definitely will be missed. Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number two, Elementary Teacher, one-year limited contract. Resolution to hire Elaine Roop as an elementary teacher on a one-year limited contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year, column 1, BA, step 5, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion?
All I've heard is a great find. Yeah. She wants to come our way, so I'm really great. Pleased.
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item three, Elementary Art Teacher, one-year limited contract. Resolution to hire Megan Bartlett as an elementary art teacher on a one-year limited contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year, column 1, BA, step 0, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? It's exciting to bring art back.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Better wait a second.
Yeah. You got to wait.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm Carnage.
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried.
Congratulations.
Can I officially introduce Megan Bartlett? Thank you for coming this evening, Megan.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Seriously, I have something to ask you about.
Okay.
Move on to number four, Classified High School Paraprofessional. Resolution to hire Jennifer, I'm going to hope I get this right, Schiavi, as a paraprofessional on a two-year limited contract, 195 days, 6.5 hours per day for the 2016-2017 and 2017-2018 school years, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number five, Classified Bus Driver. Resolution to hire Vonda DeLauder as a bus driver on a two-year limited contract, 191 days. 2.7 hours per day for the 2016-17 and 2017-18 school years as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number six, classified domestic. Resolution to hire Amanda Kale, night-turn high school domestic, on a two-year limited contract, 260 days, 3 hours per day for the 2016-17 and 2017-18 school years, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes.
Motion carried. Number seven, classified domestic. Resolution to hire Stephen Napolitano, night-turn elementary school domestic, on a two-year limited contract, 260 days, 4 hours per day for the 2016-17 and 2017-18 school years, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number eight, classified continuing contract. Resolution to hire Julie Lobaugh, high school secretary, on a continuing contract, 215 days, 8 hours per day, beginning with the 2016-2017 school year, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number nine, supplemental contracts for the 2016-2017 school year. Resolution to approve the following personnel on supplemental contracts for the 2016-17 school year as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 10, mentor teachers for the 2016-2017 school year. Resolution to hire Michelle O'Leary and Patrice Simmons as mentor teachers for the 2016-17 school year, as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to C, Program Policy Committee. Mrs. Claes, chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bob, I'm sorry, I apologize. I missed the meeting when OSBA came due to work commitment, so I don't know if you have anything to add or update.
Well, as you know, we undertook a project to update all of our policies, contracted with OSBA, and they had sent us an update, and we have not updated from 2009 until 2015. So there's a lot of interesting things there that we'll be talking about soon. But the first step was the rep from OSBA was up last Wednesday, and we spent all morning going through a stack about this thing, but it wasn't that bad. And so she has some of our suggested revisions and additions and a number of deletions as well. Almost all are rooted in changes in Ohio Revised Code. So she'll be sending those back to us to proof and make sure, and then you'll get those for some fine evening reading. But then we will be all caught up and current with our policies.
All right. policy's on our website.
Our policies are on the website.
So make sure we get that updated as well. Just in case there's any community members that want to be bored tonight too and read that with us. Any questions for Mrs. Clay's chairperson? Okay, we'll move on to number one. Elementary summer school tutors. Resolution to approve the following personnel for the summer school reading and math program at Roosevelt Elementary School from July 25th, 2016 through August 5th, 2016. Our hourly rate will be $18.50 for four-hour sessions per day per MEA contract. The reading and math program is approved and paid for through federal programs Title I. Staff members as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clay's.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clay's?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number two, elementary summer school program administration. Resolution to approve the following additional work days in July 2016 for the summer school reading and math program at Roosevelt Elementary School, which is approved and paid for through federal programs Title I, July 25th, 2016 through July 29th, 2016, 5 days. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the additional days.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Clay's. Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Clay's?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number three, adult lunch prices. Resolution to approve adult teachers' high school lunches be offered at Roosevelt Elementary School at a cost of $3 each for the 2016-2017 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above lunch costs.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clay's.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion?
Just out of curiosity, how that number is derived. Is that, I mean, does that represent actual cost or is just...
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if that's what we've been charging, because I know we did not change, we haven't changed prices for student lunches in, I'm told, years.
Yeah, I think the head cook offers that up as a suggested price. I don't believe she does any food cost calculation on that I'm aware of. We could do that if you'd like to.
I'm just curious.
Say, I don't know of any.
I mean, it seemed like a great price, and I just wondered if it's covering the cost.
Yeah.
Start coming in for lunch?
I don't know if you'll raviolis are me, man.
Yeah.
Only on Thursday.
That coin has two sides.
And this is slightly above what the student cost lunch, I think, is still $2.50 per day?
We approved that math. $2.50.
Yeah.
$2.50.
Okay.
That's correct.
So it is still slightly above that. And the other point is that the cafeteria, as you pointed out the last time we talked, was running in the red right now.
It's about $25,000 to the black.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's in good fiscal health.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mrs. Clay's?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number four, school pictures 2016-2017. A resolution to approve a contract with Memory Lane Photography for the 2016-17 school year for the purpose of group and individual school pictures for the McDonald High School and Roosevelt Elementary School. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clay's.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clay's?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number five, calamity excess hours makeup options. Resolution authorizing the superintendent to apply for blizzard bag hours from the Ohio Department of Education to make up excess calamity hours above the minimum hours required by the Ohio Department of Education equivalent to a maximum of 3 days of instruction. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above Blizzard Bag hours.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number six, School District Handbooks 2016-2017. Resolution to approve the 2016-2017 student handbooks for the McDonald High School and Roosevelt Elementary School and the Code of Conduct for grades K to 12. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above handbooks.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to the treasurer's report.
I have nothing further at this time.
Any questions for the treasurer? Then we'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you. I just have a couple of things to tell you. A lot of the work is progressing, although I wasn't here last week, so I'm not sure exactly where we're at. I will get some information and get it to you on how some of the summer projects are coming along. But two things, when we had done our walkthrough, we talked about our maintenance of the buildings, and we have set up a meeting with Gardner Train sometime in the next 2 weeks. They are going to propose a service contract where they help us to maintain all of our HVAC. Some of the things that we had talked about that day, and there's some things that they can do where we can control a lot of stuff online or check problems that are at home or while you're a custodian or a principal's at home, you can check and get alerts and things. It's very similar. I had a similar contract with them when I was in a previous district, so I'll be real interested to see what kind of things they propose and offer when we meet with them. The other group that we're going to sit down with is, and I think I have this right, Grenou. They do security and security monitoring. We've had a lot of we've not had success with our current security monitor. When I first got here in October, I was told that our security alarm, not the fire alarm, but the other security alarms weren't working. They're still not working, and we've had numerous calls to the company that we're with, and they're not very receptive, and we've heard that a number of other districts were having a problem with them. So we are going to meet with this Grenou, and they can monitor the security and also make some proposals because we do believe we need to add some cameras and other things around the district. So those both, I believe, are taking place in the first 2 weeks in July. So we'll meet with those, and I'll have a lot more to tell you next month.
Any questions for Mr. Austin?
I guess too, the water problem is pretty much solved in the auditorium or not. Where do we stand on that?
When they did the first main repair, mm-hmm. It seems, and we've had a couple heavy rains since then, and it seemed there was that one piece of tile behind between Bill and my office outside that was repaired.
Ceiling tile?
No, I'm sorry, drainage tile.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
And since that has been repaired, we've seen virtually nothing, and there have been a couple heavy storms. So that part's taken care of. The one thing I still don't know, we've got the one group coming in to do the outside concrete leveling and repair, and the other group that's going to do the silicone around the electrical, where and I Sorry, I just don't know if they've been in yet, but we'll find out. I'll be in here for a couple days this week so I can find out.
There was another one I had to ask. Slipped my mind now. Oh, the computers, that'll take care of the grade school HVAC, so that's what the biggest problem was, right?
Well, obviously, yeah, you need the HVAC for the computers and all the equipment around the school, so it should, and hopefully we won't have teachers complaining about too hot or too cold either, which, I believe me, that's just something that has happened in most of these new buildings. I'm just amazed at some of the reports I've heard. And I've been in a number of districts and it's the same everywhere.
Same. Lastly, the lighting, they talked about lighting replacement in the auditorium. Where do we stand on that? That was talked about in our checklist. Nothing done?
Yeah, we haven't gotten an estimate at this point. Or, I mean, have you looked at Lou's? Because I haven't seen it.
I have not got, I'd asked for that. I have not got it, but most likely I'll speak with him this week as well.
Who's him?
As Lou Dmitrovich was looking at, he had talked to a company and gotten some information and, again, I'm not.
Because now's the time we'd like to get it done, obviously, in the next 2 months.
Well, and my understanding is that it is on Gary's desk, on Gary Carquito's desk. It was given to Gary.
How long ago was that? I mean, a long time ago, just recently? I haven't heard anything about it.
I have seen numbers and I thought I gave.
Well, no, well, Lou gave us one thing, but it was incomplete.
$60,000 is the number.
Yes, and we didn't know what we were getting, so that's the last I communicated with him.
For the lights.
And he was in, well, it was 2 weeks ago today that he was in. So I asked where, and hopefully we have something soon, maybe he did turn something in to Mr. Carquito since then.
Was he the, I guess I missed it, is he the contractor?
No, he's the lead man on it. He's the one.
Yeah.
Lou does drama.
Does drama, and he's looking at the lights.
Do we have to advertise for that then, for the project $60,000?
I don't know.
Seems to me we should advertise.
Yeah, he had three quotes. I mean, and I think it's preliminary in nature, and if they're on the state purchasing,
okay,
you might not need to
understand that
to get the to get the bids, so to speak. And there that price is not the installed price, which I think Lou thought he and the students could actually install these lights. I don't know, but that's
in any students up
because they're not like you roll the thing down and then you just clip them on. It's not and they run on like a computer wire. It's low voice, but. That being said, I'm just saying with Lucy.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
That's a workers' comp reduction.
Yeah, hey, Shakely just called. They want their money back. Yeah.
We talked about that in February, did we not?
Yeah, that was on our list of things that we wanted to look at.
Well, what I don't want to have happen again is to say, well, we didn't do it, and all of a sudden the school's in, and we got another.
I agree.
Try to get it done, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the only questions I had.
Any other questions for Mr. Roston? Item 13, any items for discussion? The only other item for discussion we have is to definitely take a look at when we could try to schedule something again to meet and take a look at those levy options. We're June 20th now, so I mean it's...
Going to talk about that Saturday? Could have come in three or time. I don't care.
Since you're going to be here anyway. Is that this Saturday?
I thought he said this Saturday.
You may have.
Let's get some input.
Yeah.
Well, this is on the agenda to discuss the executive session. If we don't have anything to say, we won't talk about it. At least if we do, might be a good time to get some input. Instead of coming back three more times.
We're going
to
be here.
I'm going to be here. So we'll just announce we have a meeting at 1:30 Saturday.
Yeah, right now what we've discussed is that there's an executive session meeting that will be advertised that's going to be held on Saturday at 1:30.
Right here.
Yep.
Okay.
At least item 14, adjournment. Need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried at, what do we got? 8:35? Close enough, right? Tell me, hand or something. Never bring a metal pen to a lot of people sitting there.
This didn't seem hot when it first came.
No, but it picked up in a heartbeat, man.
Barb Ewing, she is the head of incubator. And to show, I have, give me a moment here, I will find out. Yeah, Yaksa incubator.
Yeah, my kids' team's done, they lost the playing game. They beat the other McDonald team up pretty bad, and it's like, you could just see them today, they kind of just put, you know.
She's going to high school.
2269.
I'm from Pennsylvania, from Greenville.
Oh, okay.
You know what, I'll call the office tomorrow.
So, I live in Sharpsville.
If I can't get her, I'm talking.
My brother-in-law's on.
She's very gracious with her time.
Oh, yeah?
Good. Well, they had real nice.
Oh, they've been talking about it on the, all over the.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been a long time.
I know.
Excited to have you, looking forward to it.
Thank you, I'm excited too.
Absolutely.
See, I told you you'd get hired, darling.
Yep.
Nice to see you, good luck.
Welcome aboard, I'm the school treasurer.
Good report tonight.
Thank you.
As always, you're doing a good job, Mr.
Thank you.